Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said, some commit to memory the golden rule and forget to commit it to life. We're happy to have the privilege of being with you today, and we're glad that you listen to Bible Meditations. I hope that our time together is well spent. We're talking about what the Bible says about the subject of sin. The Bible says that all of us are guilty of sin, Romans 3 and verse 23, that Satan is the origin of sin, John chapter 8 and verse 44, and that we do not inherit sin, but rather commit sin when we do the wrong thing. Ezekiel 18 and verse 20 tells us, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. The father shall not bear the iniquity of the son, neither doth the son bear the iniquity of the father. And so sin is something that we commit ourselves. We're guilty of sin not because our fathers were guilty or because our mothers were guilty, but because we've done the wrong thing. James explains in James 1, beginning with verse 13, that every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lusts and enticed. Therefore, I do not worry about what people call inherited sin, because there is no such thing in the Bible. The Bible doesn't talk about us inheriting sin. It talks about us committing sin. Little baby comes into the world innocent and pure before God. He's never violated any law. 1 John 3 and verse 4 tells us that sin is a violation of the law. The little baby has never violated any law because no law is given to a little baby. Therefore, the baby stands innocent until he makes the wrong decision, when later he knows the difference in right and wrong. Another point that needs to be discussed is concerning God's attitude toward the sin that we commit. What does God feel about sin? Does God approve of sin, or does God hate sin? There can't be any question about that. The fact is that God hates sin. And the Bible very plainly makes that known unto us. In Revelation 2 and verse 6, the record tells about some who held the deeds of the Nicolaitans, and God said, which things I hate. The book of Habakkuk, chapter 1 and verse 13, describes God as being of purer thoughts, purer eyes, than to behold evil. God doesn't want any part with evil. In the book of Psalms 119:104, the psalmist David said, through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Recently, we've heard a great deal said by some people who are trying to bring justification for an immoral lifestyle. And they simply come up with this argument, God loves everyone. Well, friends, nobody denies that God loves everyone. In fact, I would affirm that very plainly. God does love every person. But does God love everything people do? And the answer is no. He hated the deeds of the Nicolaitans. He pointed out the fact that when people come to a knowledge of the truth, they hate every false way. And so when a person lives in open violation of Bible teaching, he cannot justify himself by saying, well, God loves everybody. Certainly he loves everybody, but he wants those who are doing the wrong thing to repent of the sin that they have committed. So obviously, God has an attitude toward sin that says, I don't want any part of it. If you want to know how seriously God deals with the subject of sin, think for a little bit about, well, John 3 and verse 16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Does God love all people? Yes, indeed. Did Jesus die for the sins of mankind? Obviously, that's the case. Then it must follow that God does not look upon sin with favor. God looks upon sin as being something to be avoided and to stay away from. God hates sin. The death of Christ in Romans chapter 5 and verse 8 is described in this way: Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Now think about that for a minute. Did Christ die for something that really isn't so bad after all? Something that might have the approval of God? Did Christ die to bring about the redemption of mankind lost in sin? And of course, that's the answer, isn't it? The Bible teaches that Jesus died to take away the sin of the world. In John 1, verse 29, John the Baptist discussed and introduced Jesus to the world in this manner: Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Well, if sin isn't so bad, then why did Jesus come? Why did he die on the cross if sin is not so bad? Well, obviously sin is bad. And God allowed his Son to take our place, to die for us, to provide redemption for us. But now let me ask you this. Does it sound logical that God would allow his Son to die because of sin, and then turn around and say, well, sin's all right anyhow, and I love all people, regardless of what they do or how they live? Friends, there is no justification for an immoral lifestyle. And when somebody comes along with the idea saying, well, God loves everybody, therefore sin is not so bad, they have forsaken the very principle taught in regard to Christianity. The death of Christ on the cross was not a needless, foolish event. It was something that was serious. And therefore, sin for which Christ died was something that is hated by the God of heaven. Now, that just simply means this. That means that you and I ought to understand and love and appreciate God and appreciate Jesus and the sacrifice that he made for us, because without that sacrifice, all of us stand condemned. It is not justification for a man to say God loves everybody and therefore they can go on doing anything they want to do. The Bible teaches that God hates sin. His eyes are purer than to behold sin. Therefore, we need to look at sin exactly in the same manner that God did. When we're guilty of sin, we've done a terrible thing. We need to do something about it. And the answer and the opportunity of coming out of sin is afforded to us by the death of Jesus on the cross. Jesus died because there is no other way of redemption. We are freed from our sin by our accepting what God has done for us and what Jesus has done. And certainly, friends, he didn't do that because it was unneeded. He did that because without what he did, there is no hope of redemption. As we study then about the subject of sin, what does the Bible say about it? The Bible says that all of us are guilty and that God hates sin. He doesn't want us living in sin, and therefore he offered his Son for us. We appreciate the opportunity of being with you again today and remind you it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.